one thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh, what
do you think? I think for me, I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead in Sports.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth B. Ange. Joining me on the show, man, you guys just saw him walk up. BZ430. How you say zero in Spanish?
Zero.
Cool.
What up, though?
Ken is bilingual now.
Right.
Hey, we're a bilingual sports podcast.
Oh, man, that's Shelton J.
What's happening, man? How y'all doing today?
Nicky Duce.
What it do?
And FIFO 24/7.
All right, let's jump right into it. We're going to do mostly NBA topics today.
Yes, sir.
We got a special debate discussion going on later
on. Hold on. We all in person.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Officially.
Only took a year.
Yeah, I know, right? Damn, yeah, it's been a year. Wow. First things first, we got to go through the injuries. Because there's been a lot of big injuries lately to some...
Q hot. Q mad about these injuries.
Well, hey, QB. Yeah. QB thought like Thursday. He... like, they his sons or his cousins are like, y'all niggas working my niggas too hard. James Wiseman, let's start with Golden State.
I didn't hear about that. What happened to James Wiseman?
Yeah, he had he got his torn meniscus, I believe.
Ooh. Yes, it is. Okay, yep. No wonder why I didn't see him play at all when I was looking at the Warriors game. Steph Curry went nuts the other night.
When you start Kevin Looney starting,
it
was bad for him.
Yeah, yeah.
He was having a really, really good rookie season. But what now that he's out for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about his season so far? What do y'all see him as far as being with Golden State moving forward? Like, do you really look at his rookie season like, okay, this is potential as a building block, or do you still think there's still some questions about him?
I guess because of the injury and everything and him being out for the remainder of the year, you can definitely see some question marks to see what he still needs improvement. You definitely saw flash. I remember like in the first month of the NBA season, I know I was saying it, I think FIFA was saying it, like, you know, you definitely see some potential there for him to be a very solid NBA player, a potential all-star player in this league. So it's just unfortunate with the injury that, you know, I still want to see what he can do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And plus, I haven't watched that many of Warriors games to really give a good assessment of him, but yeah, it's just unfortunate that this injury had to take him out early, especially his rookie year. But this scheduling is just crazy, though. But
yeah, because I think they were like, what did Q say? He was like, they played 5 games out of the last 7 days.
Wow.
Yeah,
or something,
man.
Like that. Are you talking about the Nuggets or
yeah, because, you know, they've been cramming all these games, mm-hmm, because, you know, trying to get the season through. And then a lot of these teams that went far in the bubble, they going off of a 70 to 100-day offseason. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you made the Western Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals, yeah, your off season was like 90 some days, you know, and then, you know, LeBron them was 70 days. So, yeah, it's tough, man. It's really tough on your body.
It is tough, but to me, he doesn't have that excuse. He was injured in college, so he was out. So he doesn't have the excuse that these other guys have now. Mm-hmm. These other guys, they, like you said, you know, what they played 71 games later. We like said
77 days. Yeah, 72 days later,
they're playing games. They have that built-in excuse for the injuries and stuff like that. But he was hurt in college, so he didn't play most of that year in college anyway. So, for me, it's still incomplete. I saw flashes. I saw what you saw early on. Mm-hmm. He had some nice games. He had some nice plays in those games. Mm-hmm. But I'm waiting to see him put it together. And he got time.
Yeah, I mean, he's a rookie. Yeah, young guy.
He has time. His trajectory is fine. It's just hopefully the injury bug is not bitten him,
right?
And he keeps getting hurt back.
You don't
back
be a Greg Oden,
yeah.
You know,
man, mm-hmm, yeah. That's a name that I was,
man,
bro. He could have been one of the best, mm-hmm, honestly. FIFA, what direction do you think the Warriors are going in their immediate future? Based on just the last two seasons alone,
backwards, obviously. But it's not all their fault, like. A lot of injuries, they're never pre-planned. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to try to navigate the waters. And then what happened with Clay was super unfortunate, back-to-back injuries. You know what I'm saying? Steph has been having nagging injuries this year. So is Draymond. So it's just the injury bug has really gotten them. I think that they can save the dynasty. Because the foundation is still there. Now they got to retool. You know what I'm saying? So how likely are they to move on from a Draymond Green, potentially a Klay Thompson at this point? Like, can we say he's damaged goods? Like, we don't even know. The last time the man played was back in 2019. It's 2021. You know what I'm saying? Like, the next time he's going to play is going to be the end of 2021, potentially 2022. Like, what is Klay right now?
Most likely 2022, because the season is now going into exactly the offseason.
So there's more question marks than
post-season,
anything.
Postseason, yeah.
You know, we got to look at what's going to happen with the contract situation with Steph. So I don't know. I think that this team is one of those teams that is most up in the air. But I think the best thing for them is that they have a building block for the future in terms of James Wiseman. He's not a bum. Obviously, hopefully this is just an injury that he'll get over. And hopefully there's two ways that you can fix a meniscus, a short way and a quick way, or a short way and a long-term health way. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they take the long-term with him. And hopefully he could get back in. I could see them blowing it up, or I could see them retooling, trading an Andrew Wiggins, getting other players, you know what I'm saying, that may be a little bit more consistent, can play a little bit more with higher IQ with the basketball, because I think that that's kind of where Andrew Wiggins is, whatever. But I don't know, man. Like, they are a very interesting team. But I think the first domino for us to understand the direction is the Steph Curry contract.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Steph Curry, got to give him a shout out.
Yes, sir.
Dropping 53 points in the win against the Nuggets. Incredible. But that was just a little caveat, because he, in doing so, he surpassed Will Chamberlain. What as team does he associate with? This motherfucker all over the place.
Yeah, because he's Lakers, mm-hmm. Philadelphia.
Yeah,
this nigga the Warriors.
Yeah, so he passed him as the franchise leading scorer. Mm-hmm. So now he's more ingrained in San Francisco, the Bay Area. But let's go to the other team that they was facing, because they had an injury as well. And Jamal Murray tearing his ACL.
Yeah.
B, you saw it live. You was telling us about it he got carted off and some more shit. How would this impact the Nuggets?
Yeah, it's going to impact him. I mean, because he's definitely we saw last year in the bubble, you know, he's definitely a impact player for them. So, you know, it's unfortunate, man. It's a part of the game, but like I told you earlier, Nick, it's Denver was in the Western Conference Finals, so they offseason was, you know, very, very, very short. You know what I'm saying? Not barely over 2 months, if that. So, you know, and I think them playing all these games like this crammed in, having all these back-to-backs, I think after a while it take a toll on some of these players' bodies, and it just happened to be, you know, unfortunately him. And I was hoping to see Denver go in full strength, because I was really interested to see what they was going to. I think I said in the chat, I'm like, I'm really interested to see what Denver is going to do in the playoffs this year after the experience, you know, they had last year. Yeah. So, yeah, it's unfortunate, man, but, you know, it's a part of the game. You know, injuries is a part of sports in general, but I just really think I agree with Q in the chat. I think it just comes from this very short offseason that these players had. These players never had this short of a turnaround offseason like this before. This is crazy.
It's not even because it's funny how they complained about we complained about how many games we would like a shorter season.
Yeah.
We didn't mean that you actually short the season and short the games
to
make it all compact like this.
Man,
especially during COVID time.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I was real hurt last night watching that. And I was hurt because Denver was probably my surprise pick to win it all. I felt like Denver had a shot at the championship this year. I really, really did. Mm-hmm. I thought that they were going to be a surprise team to pull it off because of the playoff experience last year. And like I said, that extra addition of adding Aaron Gordon to that squad and the way that
Michael Porter Jr.
Stepping up, I felt like this may have been the year.
He's got to play some defense, though.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
But see, he had help. You know what I'm saying? He had help behind him. So I figured this was going to be the year that they really had, you know, all their tools together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a couple things I didn't take into account watching them again closely. Their bench is looking horrible these last couple games.
They're top heavy.
Yeah, they're very top heavy.
Yeah, which I thought like this was a balanced team. This team is loaded. They got a lot of players, but the bench has been terrible. It's been Ken's guy.
Paul Millsap.
Millsaps coming out of But that second unit has been horrible. And then too, like I said, he had been out for a couple games before this with a leg injury. I saw him in this game, and the Warriors were, you know, taking him to the woodshed. I was like, man, they need to pull. I said it in my head watching the game last night. Say it's time to pull him. Like, they put Steph back in 48 3/4. I was like, he done.
Yeah.
They put Steph back in. I was like, and I was thinking on the Warriors side, I was like, why they put Steph in the game now? There's no point. They come, you know, a little run, but they all right. Like, they don't need, it's the last thing they need is for something to happen to Steph at this point. And then lo and behold, it's Jamal Murray. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, I saw it when it happened. Mm. And I saw how he was in the floor, and I was just like, man.
Because it was non-contact. Yeah, well, he just fell, right?
Yeah, he hit that step because he was jumping. Mm-hmm. And that step is when he tore it right then and there. I saw him, you know, the way he, in the air, he just grimaced.
Yeah,
and that
was you already knew it was bad. I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. this is not going to end good.
That was tough. Now, yeah. I do got a question for y'all. Do y'all think that some of these injuries are like, it was LeBron's ankle that bad, or was he taking time off?
Man, LeBron chilling, bro.
You think so too?
I think he's chilling because of the short offseason. LeBron has 70. So. Yeah. He has 70 days to get ready for the next season. Yeah. So yeah, I agree with Ken. LeBron is chilling right now.
He could have came back.
Yeah,
he came back probably about a week and a half.
Because he came out the gate this season playing what 35 to 40 games straight.
I thought so too.
He was like, "Nigga, you need to slow the fuck down." You just busted your nuts like a couple years ago.
Yeah, because
they're not that far out, you know. So as long as they just keep treading water like this, it's like, all right, we're cool.
We're
fine.
Yeah. I thought the same thing with KD too. Even KD, I'm like, I don't think it was that bad. You know, maybe he did.
Kevin, KD.
Nah, that's KD, different. Because we saw him come back too early. You know,
this shit was fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think KD was actually worse than what they made it out to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is why he's been sitting for so long.
So that's you say 82?
Well, you know, 80 always kind of been frail. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I was thinking they was all chilling, man. I was like, that was part of the agreement that the NBA made with those superstars. Like, look, y'all can all get your breaks. Just come on back, get it, convince everybody to come play.
Yeah.
We're going to let you rest a minute.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think two things work into play. The fact that they got that play-in tournament means that regardless of how far they slip, there's still a chance for them to get into the playoffs and compete.
Yeah, because the play-in is for 7-10.
And then also on top of that, with AD, if it wasn't for the fact that they won a title last season, that's now less pressure on him to show himself or showcase what he can do. So now it's like, all right, bro, you already won a title, bro. So like, especially for the Lakers, like, you good. Like, you could take some time off. We'll wait for you to get back to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think those are the two things I'm thinking about as far as like, that's the reason why you don't pressure him to come back too soon, even if he is healthy.
Hey, we got two quick super chats.
Go ahead.
I'm going to slap these in here. Thank y'all for these. Once again, keep the super chats coming. We appreciate all y'all. Actually, we got another one too. 810 Stoke M. Appreciate you, 810 Stoke M. If you mess with anime, check out Baki. That was from the anime discussion we had. Is it Baki or Baki? B-A-K-I.
I'll check it out. It's somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And We Them Boys, what's happening? As always, the support. We love you for that. We Them Boys said, what's wrong with Kyrie?
That was my next question. Well, leading to that team, we could talk about Kyrie as well. But since we were talking about the Lakers, they beat the Nets this past Saturday without LeBron and AD. And it was actually kind of like a big win.
It was.
As far as margin-wise. While we're on the subject of Kyrie, what are y'all thoughts on him? As far as like, going into the playoffs, do y'all have faith that Kyrie is going to be like Kyrie, or are y'all worried that there's going to be something that's going to fuck up the chemistry with these guys?
Nah, I'm not worried about Kyrie in the brightest moments in basketball. I'm not worried about that. Every time it's the brightest moments, he steps up. I'm not worried. It's all the other stuff, regular season. Mm-hmm. The random Tuesday night against the Charlotte Hornets. Well, like,
but now the Lakers or other teams have filmed as far as how to get under his skin. Ever since Dennis Schroeder was like, I think he called him a nigga or something like that.
Like, he ain't never been called a nigga before playing ball.
This nigga from New
York. You know what I'm saying? Like,
from New York, bro.
Come on, my guy. Like, that really got under your skin. You heard that word being called against you plenty of times.
And if you hoop and make it to the NBA, you done heard way worse than that.
You done heard way worse than that.
There's some niggas in the hood that,
man. Not even that. He spent time in Boston. He heard niggas a couple times. Like, come on, man.
Like, you really mad over that? Come on. Like,
yeah, it sounded like it was a little bit more than that.
Well, between him and Dennis, or just what he's going through?
I was thinking about it in my, like, watching it, like, it's got to be more than just him saying that.
Oh, like we don't know he's saying more than I got you.
Probably.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can think about. But if you notice, if you watch the play, Dennis Schroeder was kind of like hugging him, like it was all good. Mm-hmm. And then he turned around and was like, "Nigga, what? Like, you tripping?" Like, so whatever, something triggered him before The nigga was after he was already triggered.
Yeah, this is that. I can understand that to a certain extent, because like there are some times in the day with however you going or feeling, and then somebody call you a nigga that you ain't really cool with, then I can see like, all right, bro, we got issues now.
Yeah,
but it's still overblown. But what did y'all think about that game? I don't know if y'all watched that game Saturday against the Lakers and the Nets. Did I say a lot more about the Nets as far as the loss, or a lot about the Lakers?
Because the Nets had Kyrie and KD, right? James Harden is the one that
was. Yeah.
James Harden was out.
Okay.
I think KD scored like 19 points in 20-some minutes. Or 27 points in 20-some minutes. Bro, it was ridiculous efficient.
He scored a point a minute. Every time you're on him, he got a point.
He's ridiculous,
He's
man.
Very efficient. It said more about the Lakers to me, because once again, the Nets, we know what they are with James Harden. Mm-hmm. Full strength, we know what the Nets are. Mm-hmm. And they weren't full strength. And then, you know, for the Lakers, for that squad to hold it together.
They were still missing some players. Lakers were still missing some guys.
They are, yeah.
So,
and like I said, I had no confidence. I still don't have no confidence, and to be honest. They beat the Hornets tonight, but they made me think better of them after that game.
You don't got no confidence in
the Lakers.
Lakers, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What they look like right now?
Yeah, right now.
Okay. Well, I thought it was impressive as far as like their bench stepping up. Because that's, to me, like, if I'm LeBron and AD, because I think they were also like, we got LeBron and AD watching. Like, if we in the game, we'll make sure that they want to call our number. Yeah. Like, to see how they act. Especially, what's dude's name? The long, lengthy, light-skinned dude, THC? Or THT or whatever?
THC. Yeah.
I think he's somebody to watch out for.
Yeah, no, he is. He is. You know, sometimes players don't know how to use the gifts that was given to them. He know how to use what he got.
He is long, bro. He the long motherfucker is like Jordan in Space Jam as far as his. The nigga, like, he could be at the free throw line. He could lay it up. Like, I don't know how the hell you do that shit. That nigga is just a lanky ass dude. But I was impressed. I was like, wow, the Lakers are really giving them the business. Mm-hmm. And I think that probably threw the Nets off. They probably thought it was going to be an easy win without LeBron AD.
Yep.
And then that's when they turned it on at the end, but it was too late.
Yeah.
But I was impressed by that bet.
Yeah, the score too. I mean, they kind of controlled the game for the most part. So that is impressive. And that's a good confidence booster too from the bench. Like, to know they can get a win like this over this type of team that they can possibly see in the finals. So
Lakers beat the Hornets tonight?
Yes.
So they did. So you say, you know.
What you about to say?
We sat here and tried to tell this man that all they had to do was tread water or better.
Yeah.
And he was like, nah, they're going to fall off the face of the map.
I said that they're going to fall into the playoff. Play-in.
The play-in.
I still think they're going to fall to seven. Just give them some time.
Okay. All
right. Give them some time. I still think, I mean, Manny did say they're close to five. I think they're game under 500.
Yeah, Manny just said they need to
stay 500.
Well, it was mainly between you and Manny, honestly. Yeah. He just said they just need to be 500.
Yeah.
Damn, the Hornets dropped from fourth to seventh.
Yeah,
that's what you want, though, right?
Oh,
isn't that what you want?
Yes.
I'm fine with that. How come?
Oh, no.
Yes,
don't
sir.
Even try. Don't
yes,
even try.
Yes, sir.
They've been winning games without LaMelo.
Yes, sir.
They've been.
But they dropped. From where to where?
But that's because four through eight is like a game.
Okay.
It's like a game and a half away from like the Knicks. If they go, if they win two games and everybody lose, they're in the top five.
They just win a game just like Melo was there.
Whatever.
Okay.
And did y'all see that dunk Miles Bridges had?
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
I put it in the chat.
Was that the one with all the dunks that happened that night?
Yeah, night.
I sent the actual dunk. Yeah. I was like, nigga. He caught a body.
It was a couple of them that
PG
same night.
PG had a dunk too.
Mm-hmm.
Who else had a good dunk?
Ja Morant had one where his head was
Ja's
almost
stupid,
at the rim.
Boy.
It was another one too.
Ja, it was like eight dunks.
He gonna hurt himself. Yeah, this.
I'm about to see you this hesitation.
Anthony Edwards with it. This has been the year of the dunk though. Anthony Edwards dunk was nasty too.
Yeah.
It's been some nasty dunk. Oh, we got another super chat real quick too. I try to get them in as they come. We appreciate you. That way you can hurry up.
Appreciate
get another
y'all,
one
man.
In.
Appreciate y'all.
313 JMO said MPJ averaging 17 points per game on 54% shooting and 42% from three. Ridiculous. He looking like that guy from high school. He going to be special. Denver ain't out yet.
Yeah, but Jamal Murray, though, that's
a big blow.
That's like 20. Yeah. That's 20 to 30 points a game.
Yeah.
But when players go down, this is the opportunity for young players to step up.
But who can do it? Who?
MPJ. Look.
Who's their point, though? That's my main thing.
I feel that. And then they also traded RJ Hampton, you know what I'm saying, to go get Aaron Gordon. So they're going to be hurt. They're not going to be the same team.
Right.
However, this is an opportunity for MPJ to put the ball through the basket even more. And this is also partly the reason why you go get an Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon has the ability to average 20-22 a game. You know what I'm saying? They're going to need him to step up. But I really think that MPJ, he's going to have the ball in his hand a little bit more. Coming out of high school, I said he's not a point forward, but he has that type of guard ability. You know what I'm saying? So you can't put him in the pick and roll as the ball handler. He can make those type of decisions. Mm-hmm. So, again, I'm not saying he's going to replace Jamal Murray, but they're going to need production from other players, and I'm primarily looking at him to up his game.
Mm. Yeah, I was just looking so forward to seeing Jamal Murray,
Joker.
Utah Jazz, Donovan Mitchell,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Donovan.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait.
Oh, part two?
Yeah, that would have been. I couldn't wait. I was hoping that matchup happened at some point. Or even Donovan.
You know, Donnie want that because they was up in the series.
Yeah. Like, so think about him coming back against Jamal. Mm-hmm. And Jamal Murray going to step his game up in the playoffs. Yeah. He was going to. I just had that feeling like it was going to be the same thing again. They were going to relive it. Mm. And those two were going to go head to head like they did before. I just couldn't wait. I couldn't wait for the playoffs. Then you got Dame coming in here. So Dame against one of those two. Mm-hmm. Or it's a bunch of storylines in the West. It was like this was going to be one of the best playoffs.
No, for me, the Western Conference to me is interesting from the get-go. Like from the first round, we can potentially get a Phoenix versus Mavericks matchup.
Right.
We can get a Portland versus Clippers matchup in the first round. Like, right as of right now, the standings right now, that's how the playoffs
Damn, I'd be looking. Conflicted if that happens.
What?
Portland Clippers?
Portland and Clippers? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Like, we can possibly get that.
Because he's
like,
both of them. I know exactly why. Because you want to see the Clippers go on, but you're a fan of.
I like Portland underdogs. The Clippers is an underdog. Or Clippers. They've never won before, so I just want to see them get theirs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, the Western is really, really. Really interesting. I'm not really the Eastern Conference to me is it'll get very interesting come second round.
I look at the Eastern Conference like the Final Four, it's good to watch.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but it's not. You don't put too much stock into it.
Yeah, you watch it because of basketball. But the second round, yeah, you're gonna definitely have some. You can possibly have some crazy matchups in that second round.
I'm just still seeing it coming down to Brooklyn in Philly. Mm-hmm. You know, in Eastern Conference Finals. And one of those teams stepping out on top, I don't count Philly out.
I don't know.
You ain't even thinking about Milwaukee?
Yes and no. No long term because of the same thing every year that FIFO say. Giannis is one dimensional and he's not built for playoff basketball. So I think about that way more than anything else. But we'll see what happens.
You think Miami going to turn it up in this playoffs?
I don't think so.
I think that's next season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get that feeling. It just they feel oh man, like how do I put it? What's the word I'm looking for?
Cuz Victor over there now with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, they feel incomplete.
Mm. He got hurt too though, didn't he?
They feel like, "Hey teacher, I need an extra day to finish my homework." Mm. Type motherfuckers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like it's nice. I see where you're going, but it ain't done yet. And I think Pat Riley's definitely going to tweak this a little bit more.
We already know they will coach.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I'm not worried from an organizational standpoint. I'm not worried about that. It's just that when I look at that roster and I see how they play and how inconsistent they've been, there's still some tweaks that they can make. Mm-hmm. And we already know Pat Riley's hella aggressive. So and he has a lot of players in salary on that roster to make the moves he needs to make. So I wouldn't be surprised if Goran Dragic isn't back. Andre Iguodala. There's some guys. There's some guys that, you know what I'm saying, he can move.
They got a log jam at guard. They got a bunch of guards, man.
At the wing. Mm-hmm. Yep, they do.
Kendrick Nunn. Mm-hmm.
Driving. Tyler, Duncan.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a bunch of the same thing. So, Jimmy.
Victor.
Yeah, Victor Oladipo. Like I said, I think he's hurt. He got hurt on the dunk. He just dunked and came down on his leg wrong the other day.
Man, Victor hurt, man.
Yeah.
And it was the same knee, too. Mm-hmm. But did the reports come back? Like,
I don't know. And that's what, if y'all know in the chat, please say. I can't remember. I saw it happen in the game. I just can't remember what happened with it afterwards.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Let's move on to our main topic for tonight. And the reason why I want to ask this question before we get into it, because we're going to talk about our top 8 superstars in the NBA currently. Mm-hmm, but I want to ask y'all, how do y'all define a superstar? Because we always debate that amongst ourselves. But I want the people to understand, as an individual, how do we look at a player and say, this is a superstar, this isn't one? I'm gonna start with you, Ken, because you always got something to say.
Me?
You always be ready. You don't be saying nothing as far as like the nominations for the players, but you got a lot of shit to say when we say somebody. You be like, that nigga ain't shit for real. I got the receipts. You was just saying it today.
I think a super. So one thing I look for, but it's not a requirement, is popularity. You know, to be honest, like.
Name recognition.
Yeah, how much of a household name are you? How much coverage are you being received, you know, in the mainstream media? You know, how many random people know who you are? So those are the guys that are just like the upper echelon of superstars. You know, like the LeBrons, the Jordans, the Kobes, the Magics, you know, guys that typically go by one name, you know, sometimes. So that's one. You know, you can win and carry a team, you know, to wins, sometimes to the playoffs if the pieces are around you. You know, you can, you know, you're a specialist in your field in certain areas. Like, you are that other team's opposition's main threat. You know, so you look at a guy like Dwayne Wade, like, he just came in and he made an instant impact. You could just see it. It was special. And he just elevated everybody, and sometimes he just took over and did it by himself. You know, you kind of see that with Donnie Mitchell early. Like, he come on that team, and he is the lead dog already, and he's elevating them and taking them to the playoffs. You know, they're already a good team, but, you know, as a rookie, as a young pup, to come in and do that. And
should have been rookie of the year.
You know, that's special. So, and, you know, you the default, everybody's saying you make your teammates better, you know, sort of thing. So, so, you know, those are the type of things that I look for.
What about you, FIFO?
For me, it's a couple of things. You know, how consistently do you win? You know, I think that's very important. How do you affect the game? Because sometimes you might be in a situation where it doesn't matter if you average 50 and 20, you're going to win 20 games that season. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes the best talent always typically goes to the worst teams. But, you know, how do you impact the game and how efficient are you? You know, does it take you 30 shots to get 30 points, or are you taking 10, 12 shots to get 25 points? You know what I'm saying? So that's major. Playoffs. Can you get your team by yourself to the playoffs? Superstars, in my opinion, do that. Sometimes there are certain situations that you just don't, but that the talent is evident. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's undeniable. This person's 20 and 15. Yeah, he ain't make the fucking playoffs, but look at what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? He's dominant. And that's my last point is how dominant, like, in what you do, because it's not always about physical dominance, but Kyrie is extremely dominant as a wizard with the basketball. You cannot stop him. He's extremely dominant. He makes league all NBA first team defenders look like they can't guard nothing. That is dominance. Superstars are dominant. One or both sides of the court. So I those are the primary things I look for.
You know, also, just like when we're talking about the playoffs, when you look at a series, I need to be able to say he can get you a game.
Yep. Yep.
If I can't say that about you,
yep.
Hey, I don't know. We have to think about it.
At the core, are you the best player on a championship team? That's what a superstar is. Superstars win championships. Are you the best player on a championship team?
B, what you got?
Man. I mean, yeah, FIFO and Ken explained it very well. Yeah, I never even thought of, like, what do I define a superstar? It's just, like, one of those things, like, you know it. Kind of to what Ken point, like, I want to – if come playoff time and I'm like, that guy is going to take me to the promised land, or that guy is going to get me to win some games in a seven-game series, I consider that, like, a superstar. But – yeah, other than that, I never really thought, like, a definition or what I consider a superstar. It's like one of those things where I just know. Or if you have the ability to carry your team to not really necessarily a championship, because there's been superstars that never won championships, but just the ability to carry your team to a winning, having a winning season or having multiple winning seasons.
What about you, Shelton?
Mine is just box star potential. I'll let you say it, but that box office attraction, you know.
Ticket sales and all that.
Yeah, all that. Because all that's important. You know, like, being in Atlanta, if you ever see those Hawks flyers, if you look at them, they have certain people's pitches saying this person is coming on this date. You might want this package. So these players are highlighted because of their superstar potential. Not potential, because of their superstar ability and who they are. Like if KD's coming, that's a special night. You know what I'm saying? And certain players have that appeal. But the definition is a high profile and extremely successful performer or athlete.
You over here cheating. I asked for your definition. Yeah. I ain't asked for Googles and shit.
I did. I Googled it. I was like, let me look it up. Because there's so many different ways you can look at it. You can look at it from an actual performance perspective or look at it from what you said, which is name appeal. Like certain people know who.
Marquee.
Yeah. So that's what I kind of look at both of them.
Yeah, mine's is simple. It's commercial success, top five at your position, and impact on winning. Those are my things. And like y'all mentioned, like you don't have to get a title or get to the finals. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the fact that you consistently get your team to the playoffs or that you're the main reason why your team is successful.
Like Iverson was a superstar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like he changed the culture. So right.
You know what I'm saying? Like he didn't win no championships, but Iverson was a superstar.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of players was like that didn't win championships were superstars.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now it seems like this is probably the only time we all going to agree. Because we about to get into this top eight list.
Yeah, FIFA, ain't gonna be that bad, man.
FIFA, you do the list best. So we going to start with eight, right? And then go around the room.
Yo, I'll go ahead and I'll start. At number eight, I put mine in order. We didn't have to necessarily put them in order, but I put mine in order. At number eight, I got Kawhi Leonard. Shelton, who you got?
Wow.
I got Zion.
Nick, who you got, number eight?
Number eight, I got Jimmy Butler.
BZ, who you got, number eight?
I got Kawhi Leonard.
Bet. See, I knew me and B was going. Cam, who you got, number eight?
Zion.
Okay, y'all niggas
crazy. I'm about to say, no. Y'all got to explain that to me.
Have you seen this man?
I've seen him, but.
Lately.
No, lately, yes.
Yeah,
this is the first time. Yeah. This is the first time.
He is ready.
Everything we talked about.
Yep.
Yeah.
He checks all those boxes.
Impact on winning?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. He's a winner. Yes. He's a winner at all levels.
My
only thing. So here's the thing. I don't think y'all are crazy. I just think y'all early.
Yes.
Early? And the only reason is he hasn't even played in the playoffs yet. I gotta see when the lights are bright.
Yeah. Thank you.
The game slowed down. Wait, hold on. Now I could game plan for you, bro.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I need to see
how you adjust to that. Yeah.
I gotta
question,
see that.
Question.
Uh-huh.
Was LeBron a superstar?
I knew he was gonna bring up LeBron.
His first year in the league.
You saw it and LeBron was different though. LeBron was different than Zion. LeBron was more ready day one than Zion. LeBron has been the most day one ready rookie ever.
So Carmelo wasn't.
Carmelo too.
But Carmelo won a title though. Like he came in with as a superstar.
But they're
and he made the playoffs in the West. No.
His first year in the league.
Yeah,
Carmelo did. He turned him around.
I'm asking you to remember.
Yeah. No, he made the playoffs in the West.
But he was a superstar his first year in the league.
Here's the thing. So, like, for me, in my opinion, LeBron, because he didn't make the playoffs, I didn't get to see those things that I needed to see.
But we know, okay.
He had everything, right? Like, he had everything. But it's just like, I still have a question mark. I got to see you play at the highest level before I could put the 100% stamp of approval. The motherfucker, y'all know how I feel about Zion. I've been talking about Zion for years now. He has it. I just got to see it. I gotta see.
We see it.
You see regular season.
I gotta see it in the playoff basketball is different.
So you guys are weighting the playoffs way too heavy here.
No, hell no. Because if we didn't weight the playoffs, I would be saying Giannis is the best motherfucker ever. If the playoffs were not included,
the playoffs is causing you to readjust your superstar ranking for him. If you have him on your list,
the playoffs. Is what makes superstars, and if you ain't,
No.
Can that's
it doesn't make a superstar.
It's solidified.
It enhances.
I don't say
yes.
I'm in the middle between y'all because I do agree to FIFA, but at the same time, like you do have to have a whole 82 regular season to see a motherfucker to be like, okay, that guy's special.
What superstar players haven't made the playoffs that you can think of?
Kevin Love.
No.
He was ready to.
That's his guy. That's his boy.
At some point, yes, you know, at, like you are on watch,
mm-hmm.
but you can be like, and you can come in the league early, and in your first 2 or 3 years, you can be a superstar. You just may be on a bad team because you got drafted to a bad team.
And I get that. But here's the thing, Kev.
Was Grant Hill a superstar?
In my Pistons team, the first few years, the Pistons sucked.
Yeah, they did. Oh,
suck. You talking about in or outside the city of Detroit?
they did suck. And here's the thing with Zion. I'm not saying that he's not on a superstar trajectory. And if you put him on the list, I'm not going to really argue that because I see it. The motherfucker could barely shoot, and he's getting you 25 and 12. Bro, like
he's in the 30s.
I know. He's been in the high 20s and 30s and even 40s.
And I'm talking about he bullying big everybody. Like,
he could be better at rebounding.
I'm saying, is he getting double digit rebounding?
This year, and if I'm early, I'm early. That's cool. I'll take that. But right. I
know.
Nah, he there.
No. Look. I'm not going to argue. Y'all know how I feel about Zion. All right. So
let me ask y'all one other thing about Zion too. Out of every player in the NBA, who you think would get the most tickets sold just for that one player?
LeBron or Zion. Or Steph. Those three.
Yeah. So he has to be in that group.
You don't think Luka sells tickets?
Not like that.
Not like them.
Mm-hmm. Not like
them,
that.
Them three, that's it. Like,
yeah.
People who don't know basketball will go see Steph.
Yep.
People who don't know basketball will go see LeBron. And people who don't know basketball will go see Zion.
Yep.
Other than that, everybody else is good. But them three, that's why I put him at 8, though, for the reason you said. But he's in there because of that reason I said.
Bet. So I'm going to hit y'all with a Uno reverse. Ken, who's number 7 on your list?
Russell Westbrook.
Interesting. BZ.
Dame?
Okay. What about you?
I got Dame as well.
Okay. What about you, Shelton?
Damn, I got the tie between Dame and Joker, but...
Okay.
How do you have ties on your own list? That's what I'm saying.
Okay, man. Okay. I'll take it back.
He the reason why this show going to be 30 minutes long.
It's Dame, man.
He's battling himself.
It's Dame, man. It's Dame.
So, number 7, I have Joker. Number 7. Mm. Yeah.
Y'all think he a superstar?
Yeah,
I think so too.
Yeah.
Am I bugging on that I don't think he's a superstar?
Yeah.
He not on my list.
Yeah.
Because he ain't on my list.
Why is he not a superstar?
He don't mind either.
Because he don't. Who the fuck? When you think of Joker, you still don't. It take you a while to get to that nigga. We talking about motherfuckers who come, like, you talked about selling tickets and being name recognition. What casual fan knows who Joker is?
But you know what? But that's only one facet, right?
Like now it's one facet.
Whoa!
Rip my shit up when I said that's one facet. Now it's just one facet of him.
But on the priority list of brand recognition is way down there. Playoffs is way higher than brand recognition. So let's get that out there.
That says a lot.
At the same time, it's still one facet.
No, 100%. And you gotta mark a lot of checkboxes. And that's why I say I don't disagree with you putting Zion on the list.
But I'm saying, like, the fact that he has so much playoff success and niggas still don't know who he is.
What do you mean niggas don't know who he is?
I'm talking about as far as, like,
there's some people culturally that just will not translate.
Yeah.
This is a fucking 7'1", 7'2", dopey type white man with zero athleticism.
Correct.
Who wants to be like Joker?
Correct.
Nobody. Ain't nobody gonna buy no Joker shoe, bro. Ain't nobody gonna buy no Joker merch. No. It is what it is. But when we talking about basketball ability,
he's checking all the boxes.
Yeah. He's a dog. He's top three,
and he's making that team win.
Exactly. Yeah, he's the main reason why.
Correct. Even though we saw Jamal Murray had these huge games, Joker was the solid piece.
Yeah, but Jamal Murray was the one that made the win in the playoffs, though.
Facts. They wouldn't got there without Joker.
Correct.
I thought playoffs matter, though.
But he didn't ball, though? You act like he didn't ball. The main reason why they beat the Clippers.
So is Jamal Murray on your list?
No.
All right.
It's just one facet, though. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. Number 6. I'm going to start in the middle. Who you got, Nick?
James Harden.
Bet. BZ?
Joel Embiid.
Lost my list.
Shelton?
James Harden.
Dame.
Joel Embiid. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't really have. Yeah, I don't have no disagreements with you. I mean,
yeah, mm-hmm. I'm good with number sixes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With sixes across the board. All right, I'll start with number five. I got Dame. Nick, who you got?
Well, I thought we had six.
No, no, you just did six.
Sorry. Five, I got Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi. Ken?
Damn, hold on. I almost fucked up. I mean, yeah. I did mess up. Oh, I was tripping. Go to somebody.
Shelton?
Joel Embiid.
BZ?
James Harden.
So we just had him flip-flop.
James Harden.
All right. I can't complain.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Moving along, number four, all star. I got James Harden. Shelton?
Giannis.
I have Kyrie Irving.
BZ?
Kyrie Irving.
Ken?
Joel Embiid.
Now, here's where I have a problem with y'all with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving, in my opinion, would be a superstar if he was on the floor more. Kyrie Irving is...
The fact that he isn't on the floor as much, but still has moments in NBA history, and on top of that, his shoe sales.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's top.
Everybody knows Kyrie.
Man got an Uncle Drew movie.
He had a whole movie before LeBron had a movie. Kyrie had a movie.
But you know what? Like in addition to what Shelton said, the reason why I didn't put him on the list, every time he's been the lead dog, they don't do nothing with
it. What that got to do with you being a superstar? I thought it was just one facet.
That was one of your facets.
In addition to what Shelton said. So that's more than one facet.
That's the reason that he's off your list, though?
What would y'all rank him as far as on this team? Ain't he the third best player on this team to y'all? Because he is to me.
Nah, he's not the third. He's the second.
Over who?
Over Harden.
Hell no.
How?
Who do you trust in the playoffs more, Kyrie or Harden?
But okay.
Kyrie in the playoffs. I ain't worried about the big moments.
In big moments, I give it to you. I always say Dame and Kyrie.
And what do we say about Harden in big moments?
Yeah, bro, can I speak though?
Can I speak? You ask me. In big moments, Dame and Kyrie to me are by far the most talented, most clutch players in the NBA.
Correct.
Hands down, not even close.
I agree.
But Kyrie needs help to get to that moment.
Right.
James Harden is the trailer that pulls that motherfucker there. When we get there, that nigga, he crumbled.
The engine starts sputtering.
Yes, he does. I feel that. Yeah. But God damn it, like, to get there, Kyrie can't get you there.
Yeah.
James Harden gets you there. James Harden, you have an opportunity with James Harden to win a championship. With Kyrie, Kyrie's the icing to get you over the hump.
What about the Boston years?
That looks bad for Kyrie. That looks horrible. That is awful. That's not a positive of Kyrie's. Exactly.
They got to the playoffs, though.
Without him.
Okay. I'm just helping you out.
I know. And that's my main issue with Kyrie. Super, uber talented, borderline superstar, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Again, you put him on your list. It's Kyrie fucking Irving, bro. I'm not going to argue that. He's just not on my list.
Yeah.
Three.
Go ahead, BZ. You can start.
Steph Curry.
You got Steph at three. What about you, Shelton?
I got KD at three.
Hmm. What about you,
Steph?
What about you, Nick?
I got Steph.
Yeah, that's where I messed up because I was like, I had Steph like at five. I was like, wait a minute, that's wrong. Nah.
The crazy thing is, I don't have Joel Embiid on my list.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know how we know how you feel about them niggas over there.
Right. Yeah.
So what you mean them niggas over there?
Bias.
The whole city, bro. Yeah. You can't go to Philly, dog.
You can't go
what
to Philly.
What you mean?
You bad.
What you mean? I'm supporting Jalen Hurts this year. Same way I supported Dak.
That's another reason why you ain't going to Philly. Oh, man.
Yeah, you might be right. I don't even fuck with Kevin Hart.
Shelton, who you got at number two?
Steph Curry is number two over KD.
Okay.
All right.
What about you?
KD.
Yeah.
What about you?
KD.
What about you? Me too, KD.
So why the fuck do you have Steph Curry over
Shelton?
Because KD had to join Steph to win them championships that Steph had already won.
Look. And that is an argument.
Steph changed the game.
That's not an argument at all.
How is that not an argument?
No. Because I look at it this way. He won a championship, and he knew he couldn't win another one. So he said, I got to get the best nigga who can get me there.
Nick, who won those two MVPs? in those title runs?
That was Kevin Durantula.
Oh,
number two. But also, okay.
Because he led him.
Hold on, though.
Did Steph even win a finals MVP for the championship he won by himself?
Didn't he win one?
No,
that was Iggy.
Andre Iguodala
did win one.
No, but Steph Curry never won.
Steph has never won a finals MVP.
Nope.
Okay, here's the thing. And the whole finals MVP thing, cool. KD going over there, all right, whatever. But KD was also up 3-1 against them same Warriors.
Okay.
KD also made the finals and lost to the LeBron Heat.
Okay.
So KD.
But he did check your box, though.
He
got
did.
To the playoffs.
He did.
Performance in the playoffs. Okay.
Efficiency.
He did.
So then what's up?
He better than Steph.
Look.
I mean, he's number two on your list.
Yeah, he's number two on my list.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you putting this thing out?
Because Steph is the people's champ. Come on now. That's enough.
You know why? It's the Carolina love.
It's the Carolina connection. But Steph is the people's champ. Come on, man.
Okay, so you know the reason why I put KD over Steph? 6'11", bro.
I mean, now.
You say he literally look over Steph.
Before that reason, but just like we talked about on the previous show, mm-hmm. Who would the people all want to be like? Who is it that?
KD's up there, though.
But he
ain't Steph.
Yeah.
No, because, again, KD's 6'11". When people look at that, it's like, okay, well, I'm not 6'11".
Yeah, I can't do that.
That's Steph, everybody feels that they could be Steph.
Correct. He's the people's champ. That's what I'm saying.
No, I feel you. But
Steph changed the game.
But in the game of basketball.
He not KD, though.
Exactly.
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. I'm not throwing no shade at KD because KD is one of the greatest players in the world. But we're not just talking about greatest players. We're talking about superstars. Mm. Once again, the superstar is the draw. Superstar is what everybody looks to it and enamors, and that's what that Steph. People who don't know basketball know Steph Curry.
Steph
is a bigger global brand than KD.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. And I would argue that his market value to any franchise is bigger than KD's.
Yes,
he's light skinned.
I was gonna say ain't buying the shoes.
Hey, basketball. Yeah, no.
That's what I'm saying.
Basketball wise, it's not a. You know, KD is still. I would pick KD over Steph basketball wise. If we were just speaking strictly basketball,
I feel you.
But for superstar appeal, like I said, when you look at it on a global level, the people's champ is always going to be Steph Curry. Yeah. Even him and LeBron are the only two that can kind of rival each other as far as that aspect is concerned.
100%.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
100%. Mm-hmm. 100%. And that's why I say I don't, you know, it is what it is. So, okay, look, I don't even think we got to go around the room. LeBron?
I was going to say. It's actually Carmelo Anthony. Hey, I got to shout out Melo when I can be. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm gonna say,
ain't nobody else going to do it for me.
Hey, I was going to say, I had LaMelo. So.
All right, nah, you turn your mic off for that shit.
LeBron. He's number one.
How much longer y'all think LeBron got for real?
Until he retired.
Yeah.
You thought he's going out like Brady.
Shelton, at this point, I don't know. Like, I remember like 2 years ago, I was like, oh, LeBron got like 2 more years left.
Mm-hmm.
And look where we at. Look where we at, man. This guy has not shown no signs of slowing down.
I think he's waiting for his son.
I do too.
He's gonna play one season with his son and he's gonna be like,
then be out.
I don't know if it's just like the one season with his son because here's the thing. I think LeBron really loves the game, and I think the moment that he can't compete at that level is when he'll leave.
But I don't think he'll be like one of the motherfuckers who like we telling you like it's over.
He'll leave on his own accord. He'll be the first. Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's what
like,
saying.
We ain't, we're not gonna see Bron game like diminished.
12 points, like, yeah. 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Yeah.
We're not gonna see that. We're not gonna
LeBron
see that.
Role playing LeBron.
Once Bron hit about 18. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll never be the role player LeBron. No,
yeah.
Because I think he's already thinking, like, I'm a GM now. Like, I'm a coach.
Here's the thing. I think, in terms of role, right? I think LeBron will take second fiddle. I even think for the right situation, he'll be the third guy.
Yeah.
Past that, nah, bro.
I don't even think he'll go third. I think he'll go dynamic duo.
If he could probably get another championship, he'd be a third guy.
Yeah. Duff, AD, and LeBron. He'll be cool.
He'd be cool being a third.
Yeah, he wouldn't mind.
If he can get to 5 and 6, he wouldn't
like,
mind.
Rondo's like, well, he's not going to be Rondo's level, but you know what I'm saying? Rondo's not first or second, but still, he's mentally still first.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of impact LeBron. He wouldn't be, like I said, he wouldn't be putting up Rondo numbers, but I'm saying impact-wise, he could be that and be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what do y'all see? One other question about LeBron. What do you see chapter two like for LeBron after his career? What would he do?
It's all boss level shit.
He's running for office.
Owners.
Yeah. He gonna own the Cavs or at least some other franchise. And I see him.
He already owned part of the Boston Red Sox.
Yep.
No, I'm just talking like basketball, though.
Yeah, but
I also see him like...
He's thinking ownership. Yeah. I can tell he's thinking ownership.
Ken is right. I think he's going to go into the political space.
LeBron is going to redefine what an athlete's supposed to do post-career.
I think so, yeah.
He's going to redefine.
You make
it,
a great point. I definitely see that. He's going
to
redefine.
I always told y'all
crazy.
Shit. LeBron is the GOAT off the court to me.
Man, like the shit that we see this man do off the court is amazing.
He built a phenomenal school. He always represent his city.
Yeah.
For sure. And that's all athletes. To me, off the court, he's the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, shit, he win a couple more championships. He's the greatest on the court, too.
You saw the scenario I gave y'all in the chat. I was like, you know, if LeBron can pull this out, depending on who he, you know, plays in the playoffs, like if he go against Denver, go against Utah, beat the Clippers in the Western Conference Finals, and then beat the Nets, after coming off a 70-day offseason.
If he wins another title going through the Nets, healthy, both sides.
Yeah. That'd be his fifth.
That's five.
You know, it's like.
I'll have to give it to him at
and
five.
And then you still got, you're pretty sure, you know, I'm pretty sure Lakers going to make some moves. You know what I'm saying? They're going to try to keep that roster going. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what if they bring in Steph next year after Brown?
It's only because the Nets team is the most stacked team probably in NBA history.
No, it is. There's never been a team to have more. Well, the Nets, I don't remember what the previous number was, but the Nets have. Six players with multiple All-Star appearances. That's never been done.
The most All-Star appearances ever on one team.
Yes. I think it was 32 combined or 33 combined.
04 Lakers was close. You said what?
No, I just said it don't make any damn sense.
Yeah. 04 Lakers.
Yeah,
Malone
with
Gary Payton. Kobe. And
Kobe, Shaq. Yeah.
And that team was mid at best.
Oh, yeah. Very mid. They got
that's crazy, all those names.
They got exposed. Yeah.
They got exposed by Detroit.
Holy shit.
I was mad because I wanted them to win that year. I don't know. I ain't like Detroit. Yeah. But I wanted them to pull it off and
separate.
That's it.
Yeah, no, they got exposed quick, man. After game one, I saw the exposure after game one.
Yeah, it was a wrap. Mm-hmm. Them dudes look like shells of themselves. Karl Malone looked like. Oh my gosh! I was like, "What?
He looked like
what
a mailman for real?"
Yeah, he did.
I love it.
But you know what though? I think that kind of shows you where like how basketball has evolved, right? Like those guys were staples for those organizations for so long with Seattle and Utah that they only played one way for so long that now when it was time to change, they looked like fish out of water.
Yeah, they did. They
is
did.
That what happened to Houston too?
Ooh. With Barkley and
Scottie Pippen.
It was a little. It was weird. Yeah. You know, it was Clyde a big Dressel adjustment period. Mm-hmm. I think the only squad of that '90s era, or you know, early 2000s, late '90s, early 2000s, that got it right with a lot of talent was the Portland team when they had Bonzi, Rasheed,
Damian Stoudemire,
Damon, Scottie, C. Smith.
Yeah,
They got robbed. They did get robbed
by the Lakers.
The Lakers.
How they get robbed?
The Lakers.
Did the Lakers sweep them?
No, they beat in seven games.
They beat them in seven games.
But they can't. They was like
all those fouls.
Those fouls.
They were down by like 15 or 16 in the fourth quarter.
You know what that was?
Don't you remember that iconic moment when
Kobe throws the Shaq in?
That was the comeback. I didn't know that gave them the lead when they did that.
I didn't know if that was the road to them.
I was so mad. I wanted Portland to win.
Were they 15-1? I didn't know if that was the 15-1 postseason.
No, that was the Iverson.
That was the Iverson one. That's 01. Yep. So then you're talking about 2000 or something, probably.
Yeah, no, because 2000, they was going to like six games and almost seven games in some of those playoffs, I think, in that 2000. Because that was their first one Kobe and Shaq had together. But yeah, the 2001 was
who did
just
they play in the finals that year?
Indiana. Reggie Miller and Jalen Rose and them. But yeah, the 2001 year, man, they was insane. They was going through everybody. I was actually surprised. I mean, the fact that Iverson got one game was iconic enough.
Yep. Yep.
Because I think we all knew after that first game, I was like, oh, they about to beat.
Everybody knew that.
Like, Lakers about to beat. And it was just four straight games. It was a wrap. You know,
that was, to me, that was Iverson's role.
Were the Lakers that good, or they just had weak opponents?
Nah, Lakers were that good.
They had to go through Sacramento.
I was just talking about in the finals.
Oh, in the finals?
But the road to get there was
the road to get there was tough.
But you think they played New? Yeah, they played New.
They were.
Yeah,
that's why you said the Indiana.
No. Because he right though. Like Indiana, New Jersey, and Philadelphia.
They weren't that good when Kendrick Perkins beat Shaq. That year, Kendrick Perkins beat Shaq.
Kendrick Perkins.
That wasn't Kendrick. It wasn't Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah.
You talking about Kendrick Perkins beat Shaq?
Boston?
Oh, no. Shaq wasn't there no more.
Shaq wasn't there.
Wait, what
was that? It was Andrew Bynum.
He left. That was,
yeah, that was yeah, he was with Lakers. Miami at that time.
Yep, that was the Gasol.
His first year out of LA, he got a title with Wade, I believe.
Mm-hmm. No, second year.
It was the second year?
Okay. Yeah, we beat him in the East Finals in 2005.
Who?
Wade. No. Wade has a top, I'll say he has a top eight NBA Finals, like, series.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah, that 06 shit. Oh,
it might be higher than that.
Yeah, I was going to say top five, but I'm y'all know better. Y'all know more shit than me.
That's the next closest thing that I've seen to Jordan.
Yep, me too.
In a performance like that. Like, I ain't never seen that like that.
Because they were down 0-2, right?
Yep. Yeah, it was down 0-2.
Just Dallas. It was about to be.
Going home.
3-0. Yeah, it was about to be 3-0.
And he was like, nope. That nigga put on the cape from that moment and that moment forward, bro. Like, he wanted never to seen do, no he shit was like doing
that.
It.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. And that was done with his third year in at that point.
Yep.
That's how, LeBron said that when he saw him do that, he was like, I had to step my game up.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I got to go play with the greatest player.
That's what I mean. I got to go step up, pack up, and head out.
That sound a lot like KD.
But that's a good question, though.
Because I need to learn how to win.
He did teach him how to win.
But that's a good question. Like, what are, like, the top greatest, like, NBA Finals moments that we've seen or whatever? Like, that's a good question. That could be.
The 6 3.5 by MJ. Oh, you said finals?
Yeah finals.
Oh, wait. Maybe that should be
I was going to say, we can save that.
Next week.
Yeah.
We can save that.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Top eight.
In order.
I'm going to call my dad.
Super chat from Chill Vibes 24. We appreciate that very, very much. Chill Vibes said, everybody talking about the Lakers being healthy for the playoffs. What about the Nets? The big three has barely played together. KD comes back, Harden gets hurt, and Kyrie is being Kyrie. Mm. Blake is back and looking washed.
He dunking, though.
I told somebody that he was done. Somebody argued with me. I can't remember who it was. That's irrelevant.
That Blake was done?
He all right for the Nets.
He's perfect for the Nets.
Yeah, he all right for the Nets.
He's perfect for the Nets.
Yeah, I think Chill Bobs makes a very, very, very good point. I can't remember the stat or where I saw it from. It probably was on Bleacher Report or Twitter.
And you know what cursed them? And I think me and you said this. When LaMarcus Aldridge signed with him. They were like, once he signed with him, they lost.
You better hope they win, because he's the worst playoff player I've seen in a very long time. Chill is right. That core unit, that
they haven't three, really
they
played.
They haven't played together.
They play like what?
I think they play like five or six, seven games.
Like that, but it has been a lot. Now, remember last year, the Clippers went through the same thing where they didn't really play a lot together, but they thought they could just turn it on when they get to the playoffs.
Yeah, but that was the West, though.
And that's none of them motherfuckers outside of Kyrie is really.
It's not even the West. What it is for me, the difference, right? Because there are a lot of similarities between Clippers of last year and the Nets of this year, a lot of them. But the main difference is that James Harden, the Clippers don't have nobody like him. They don't have a guy that can set the table for other people. So that's a big chemistry thing, right? Like, especially when you got alpha dogs that get buckets, you need a guy that can get everybody else involved. The Clippers never had that. That was always a big detriment for them. And you saw that, you know, Doc at the time would give the ball to Paul George and Kawhi. Hey, go initiate the offense. That's not their game. That is definitely James Harden's game, and Kyrie can do that if needed. And then we see the most efficient scorer arguably ever. This nigga done come in.
It makes no sense.
It's so easy, so effortless, and he gets what he wants when he wants. Because of those reasons, they're not the Clippers. Now, I do agree that you want more time, but it'll work in a shorter amount of time with this group than it did with the Clippers.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. What I'll add to that is that, you know, KD has two. Played in three. Kyrie has one.
Yep.
So they have
played in like four.
Two. Yeah, he's played four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they have way more high-level experience than that Clippers team.
Yep.
Also, they built up the roster around those players because they got that experience, too, and that's something that was key that a lot of people thought about, the players, those extra players on this team getting some burn. And they got that with these players out, and they got that experience, and these guys are confident rolling right now. Joe Harris is the – what's the guy?
Brown.
Brown.
Yeah.
Brown is confident. Those guys look good.
I would even say on top of that, they got a first round bye. They gonna play this the Hornets or the Knicks. You know what I'm like they can wait until these niggas get ready and they got 7 games for that.
This thing they still have Spence. Then
that's what I was saying. He's not gonna be back this year, is he?
I thought he was season ending.
I hate when they be saying shit like, oh, he could come back by the
I thought he was done. I thought Nash
gave an update on him or something.
If he was there, I would mail this thing in. Because they were tough enough without him, but add him to the mix.
Did you ever mention Nash's name?
You can have Plutal Nash on that damn bench. He'll coach this damn team. Motherfucking play. Man, nobody give a fuck about Steve Nash. They barely even interview that nigga on the game.
Speaking of them, we got another super chat from Dragon Knight 49. We appreciate you, Dragon Knight 49. Would Kyrie have been a superstar if he never played with Bron?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Look, you put Cleveland on the map after LeBron left.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not talking about on the map as far Cleveland as winning, but niggas was recognizing Kyrie. Yeah,
they suck, though.
Cavs suck ass.
That's actually a good question. What B just said.
The Cavs suck ass those two seasons.
When LeBron
came back, they went to the finals.
I'm not saying the Cavs
have sucked. Boston has sucked. Everybody's been without.
But he's a superstar regardless.
But he may not have been one without LeBron. That kicked it off.
See, look. Again, to my point, Kyrie doesn't take you there. He could get you over the top, but he don't take you there, which is the only reason why they have him on the list. But Kyrie, that's a damn good question, because would Kyrie even be in the biggest moments? Will we even give him the opportunity? Well, no. He would have given himself an opportunity to hit those clutch shots that mean something in NBA Finals history if it wasn't for LeBron. Yeah. He wouldn't have got there by himself.
That's a valid question.
No, it ain't no chicken and egg, bro.
It's a valid question.
Take that shit back to Ohio, bro.
It's a valid question. That's a valid question.
Because to me, it's like everybody always say Kyrie wouldn't hit the shot of LeBron and take him there. I'm like, well, shit. Does LeBron even win that title if Kyrie don't hit the shot?
But LeBron got to another finals.
And that ain't what we're debating.
No, I'm just saying, like, to me, I agree with FIFA when he says superstars are also molded in the playoffs. Like, granted, to me, like, Kyrie was making a name for himself as a ball handler, as a guy that's like, oh, I'm gonna pay money to see him in Cleveland. LeBron just like expedited to me where his path where he was already gonna go.
Nah.
I'm not talking about championships, but just superstar.
Well, of course, like Kyrie had the skill set. Kyrie had the moxie. Kyrie had the mentality. But again, if Kyrie would have just played in mediocrity, how great is his great then? If you can put up 50 points and average 35 a game, but if you win 38 games a season, what is that? What is that? How great are you? You just putting up buckets.
Wait a minute. Did anybody have Doncic on the list?
Hell no.
No. But I did write in some more names only because you didn't go here with the conversation where Q was saying that he didn't even think that there were 10 superstars in the league.
There's 10.
Well, there's way more than 10.
Hold on. Let me read Q's list real quick.
Okay.
He had, and I'm gonna just go.
No order.
Yeah. Oh, he said no order?
Yeah. Well, he didn't put them in order. I sure know that can't be in order.
LeBron, KD, Harden, Embiid, Steph, Jimmy, and Luka.
Then he said he'd take out Luka and put Dame in. If you scroll down.
See, he was being highly disrespectful.
Yeah.
Putting Luka over Dame. What the hell wrong with you, Q?
Yeah, I don't know.
But here's the thing, though.
He changed.
He fits.
You realize he was pro-black. That's why he changed that. Yeah.
So Q, off the record, was saying that there aren't even 10 superstars, which is why we narrowed the list to 8. But I added a couple of other people that I consider superstars. AD is a superstar, even though he didn't win in New Orleans, but the motherfucker was putting up 25 and 15.
He got them to the playoffs and won a series.
And won a series.
Won a playoff series, too.
So then, hold on. Go ahead.
But I also say you got to put up numbers, too. I've also said that. And all of that happened with New Orleans wasn't all AD. He don't pick the players. That shit wasn't him.
But they still got to the playoffs and they beat Dame.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I got AD on the list. I put CP on the list.
I had CP.
Yeah, I mentioned CP in there. I was like, because I was like, okay, well, Q, based off what you saying, then how come you don't have CP3 on your list based off the criteria that he was saying? Like, CP3 fit that whole criteria that he was talking about. Like,
so
how do you not have
these are there? The honorable mentions, so I had to put CP on there because anywhere he goes, they win. They literally win. From the moment, like LeBron, from the moment he stepped foot in the NBA, he was a winner. Superstar. I put Giannis.
Giannis is a superstar.
Giannis is a superstar. As much as I give him in the playoffs, he'll get you there. He ain't gonna get you nowhere else, but he'll get you there.
He get you there.
Luka. Luka's proven he could get you there. I don't know.
He had a playoff. He had a playoff last year.
Without KP.
Without KP, and he had big games against the Clippers. You know what I'm saying?
He had a big shot.
He proved it to me.
What'd you say, kid? What'd you say?
He said he hit a big shot.
Oh. We all saw the game.
Okay. And oh, you said he hit a shot. You didn't say he belonged in that group.
No, I think I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the last honorable mention I have was Russell Westbrook.
He's still a superstar.
Yeah. I get it.
You know who I can't wait to see this year in the playoffs? D-Book.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can't wait
to see.
Finally going to get D-Book playoff.
There's a lot of youngins that need to take the ascension. And typically, in my opinion, that ascension happens in the playoffs. Like Ja Morant, to me, borderline superstar. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's there. Got to get a little bit more wins, a little bit more consistent with the squad. Not him. He personally, he good. But the playoffs
he should have been on that 25 and under list.
Well, I didn't understand that.
RJ Barrett should have been on that list too.
RJ Barrett?
Who? Yeah.
First, wait, the one in the Knicks?
Yeah, of course.
The one that you said was better than Zion?
Yep.
Wait, man, what's this under 25 list again?
I said what I said, kid.
I was thinking about that. I was looking at it. I was like, I don't know why it popped in my head. I think I saw Zion's numbers. I was like, God damn.
I said that because I thought of, I said it. I ain't gonna caveat.
RJ Barrett.
He was joking.
RJ Barrett has put up good numbers, though. He is. He got good numbers.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
But I'm like, they never talk about
him. Yeah, they
just forgotten. Who would you put RJ Barrett over in this? I'm looking at this list now. What are you talking about?
But you know, Zion is the next most dominant paint scorer since Shaq.
I'll take him over, sir.
No, you crazy.
Look, that boy Zion, and this is the reason why I said, like, on that whole 25 and under list, he has the most potential because his game is still so raw. His game is about the feel of basketball. It's not, he don't have moves. Well, no, he does. No, let me take that back. He does have moves, and he knows what to get to his package, but it's just like they rarely even call his number. You know what I'm saying? It's more he plays in the flow of the game and dominates the game, and that's crazy.
RJ on that list.
And that's the reason, that's partly why I got to see him in the playoffs, Kenny. Because I believe in Zion.
I know you do.
But I want to see when they send double and triple team and they get the ball out of his hand. Like, what do you do?
I want to see that also with Devin Booker.
Right. I'm not worried about Devin Booker.
I got my eye on Devin Booker.
Nah. You know the reason why I'm not worried about Devin Booker? I got my eye on him. Because Devin Booker has counter moves. Like, Devin Booker is a bucket.
I'm not saying he's shitty. I'm just saying I got my eye on him.
No, I feel you.
That's what I want to see. I want to see what he's going to do.
Yeah. But I'm extremely confident because Devin Booker is more dangerous when the game slows down.
He is.
He's not more dangerous in the open court.
He really is.
He's a half-court assassin. So that's why I want to see that.
Like how Kobe was. Kobe was a half-court assassin.
100%.
Trace McGrady was a half-court assassin.
Half-court. So I want to see, okay, you want to try to double triple team? Watch this fade away. I want to see it.
He been wanting the playoffs too.
Devin Booker is going to be the Jamal Murray of this playoffs.
I think Jamal was last year. I want to see if he can fill that role.
Mm-hmm. Again, the ascension. We know how good Devin Booker is.
This man put up 70.
But what happens when every coach on that staff says, "Hey, number what number is he?
Is he?"
Number one,
weird ass number. Yeah, he's number one, I think.
Whatever number he is, he ain't scoring. And then let's see him get 40 still. That's what great players do.
That's why he ain't no superstar, because we know what number he was.
Oh, no, I'm about to say, he's been talking about this nigga for a minute.
What number is
number
one, I think.
How you spell his last name?
It's a weird number.
He's number one.
Yes, we number 435 or something like that.
I knew he had an odd number. It was like, I don't recognize the nigga. But.
Some weird number. Yeah, what?
But either way, I definitely want to see D-Book.
Number one ain't a lucky number at all, though. I've seen a lot of number ones go down. We'll see.
All right. T-Mac, Penny.
T-Mac.
Yep.
Derek.
Derrick Rose. Zion.
Yeah. Shout out to the Hawks, man. They've been playing well since they got rid of old boy.
Mm-hmm. With Nate McMillan taking over there, right?
I don't know who's taking
Yes,
know
Nate who's McMillan.
I think Black coach still.
Yeah, he's going to get that job, yeah, I think. Yes.
Because he was assistant. So I think he's interim right now.
He's the interim coach. Yes, he is.
From the Pacers.
Yes.
Well, that's why Pacers and the Blazers.
Yeah, that's why they win it. Yeah. Yeah, he should be the coach.
He always got a job. Nate McMillan going to find him a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they're playing well, man.
See, now I like Nate McMillan in this role. He's not going to be their championship coach, mm-hmm. but he's the one that's going to bridge the gap from rebuild to playoff team. That's what he does best.
And when they get ready, they just go get Kerr Nash.
Yeah, maybe.
Not even that. They're gonna get Luke Walton.
No, hell no.
Mad as hell, man.
Now Luke Walton is terrible.
Hey, I'm gonna leave the city.
Bro, hey, bro.
I can't even live here no more, bro. All right. Luke Walton is terrible.
He should be banned.
He is garbage. Yeah. I've been saying that since Golden State when he was winning and shit. I'm like,
I think I was.
No, you was first.
And Trae Young set out the last game, and Brandon Goodwin had 18-5. In this place, they play good ball from top to bottom.
That's coaching, man. That's
got to be coaching. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's coaching. That's why you see it.
Mm-hmm. And Lou Will coming in was good for them too. I think getting Lou Will.
Oh, he don't want to be there though.
No, he want to be in Atlanta. He don't want to be on the team.
Right, exactly. If you got look, just go watch the video of when he first checked into the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's all
on his face. All on his face.
He is like, this is
damn, bull.
You go from LA to Atlanta, a team that was like damn near championship ready to the complete opposite.
Yeah, he's salty. But that was
the one thing I will point out is moving forward with the Hawks, what will they do with John Collins? Because I think he's an unrestricted free agent coming up.
It depends on what other teams value him at. If they give him a poison pill contract or a max contract, I see the Hawks just letting him walk. I don't think the Hawks want to play that man max money.
And then they'll keep Clint Capella for long term if he walked?
Clint got still left on his contract? Like 2 years? 3 years?
Maybe.
Something like that. But either way, in terms of John Collins, I don't know. The numbers dictate he's damn near a max guy. But when you watch him play, he doesn't impact the game like a max player. Uh-huh. And that's the issue.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
The numbers say one thing, but your eyeballs tell you something else. And that's extremely difficult because I think John Collins is valuable to what they want to do. And if you lose that, how do you replace that? Because nobody else on this roster has that skill set with that frame. So it's a very interesting situation.
No, I was just gonna say they both was out these last two games. Collins in,
mm-hmm.
and they still won those games. So,
but if you know, you let Collins walk, and you obviously, well, here's the thing. So the beautiful thing is, even in the restricted trade or restricted free agency, you can still sign and trade him, right? Mm-hmm. So if the Hawks can do something like that, so that way they at least get something in return and not just lose them for nothing, then I'm okay with that. But if they just lose him for nothing, that's a major step back. Because it in all honesty, what it does, it puts them back into purgatory.
Yep.
They're going to be good enough to make the playoffs, but not good enough to win. And then they're not going to be bad enough to draft somebody that can help change the culture. And then as dope as Atlanta is, it's really not a free agent destination.
Surprisingly, though.
Yeah. You know, well, you know, I heard this thing way back in the day is because everybody's side chicks live in Atlanta, so they don't want to live in Atlanta. So
yeah,
it's too close to home.
It's too close.
No pun intended.
Exactly. So you know that may be a factor, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. Like we're just not a free agent destination.
Yeah.
I can believe you. That makes the most perfect sense.
It does. Man, they just disrespecting the hell out of D Booker in the chat, man. God,
what they saying?
Man, just everything. We
that's cool.
Too early. He ain't did shit since 76.
Hey, I got my eye on him, kid. I got my eye on him.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ, all right, man. That's did it for me. All right. And screw y'all for saying I'm ready to go to bed.
You had a long day, bro.
They said, kid, keep checking this watch. You ready to go to bed? Yeah, I did. But every day's long. Anyway, man. We everybody was here, man. Yeah, conversation flowed good. Audio crisp.
Mm-hmm. Let's do this again next year.
So anyway, yeah, sorry for the late start. We had to shoot frames per second, and we had enough something to do before then. But yeah, we'll try to get back to our regular, close our regular schedule next week. So we'll catch you guys then. We will be back Thursday.
Yep.
Yeah. With Q. And he already got
some stuff to get off his chest.
Yeah, he do. So y'all get ready. So we'll catch you guys then. We out. Peace.
Peace. Peace.